Hi, this is Andrew, and I'm here with your Daily Nerd Devo. That place is strong with the dark side of the Force. A domain of evil it is. In you must go. What's in there? Only what you take with you. In the movie The Empire Strikes Back, Luke Skywalker is training as a Jedi Knight with the reclusive Master Yoda. And after a prolonged period of training, both physical and mental, Yoda sends Luke into a cave on the planet Dagobah. In there, Luke's strength of character, whether or not he will trust his master's guidance, or if his response will be more instinctual, is tested. Luke ventures down into this dark, cold, forbidding cavern beneath a twisted, evil-looking tree. Fog covers the ground. It's dark, damp, and intimidating. Suddenly, ahead of him, tall black silhouette appears, a silhouette that Luke recognizes, Darth Vader, who slew his first teacher more or less in front of him a few years earlier. Luke, reeling from the thought that Vader had managed to track him down to the middle of nowhere and realizing the threat the Dark Lord of the Sith poses, draws and ignites his lightsaber. The dark figure responds in kind. A few testing swings and Luke beats and beheads the dark figure. Was it all that easy? He stares at the helmeted head that he just took off with his lightsaber. And all of a sudden, the faceplate on the helmet explodes off and reveals Luke's own face. Luke has failed his master's test. He resorted to violence by drawing his lightsaber first, gave in to his fear, and discovered that the enemy in his story was actually himself. As Christians reading the Bible, we like to identify with the positive examples, but far more frequently the characters in the story are negative ones. For every David in David and Goliath, there's equally a David in David and Bathsheba, or David and Absalom. Even within Jesus' parables, there are both positive examples and negative examples. In fact, the Jews of his day were used to critically inserting themselves in the narrative of the Bible to self-reflect. Matthew 21:45 states, "When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they perceived that he was talking about them." We also need to be willing to see ourselves not only as the positive characters in the story, but also the negative. Luke's triumph in Return of the Jedi, where he forsakes his lightsaber in resisting the Emperor and demonstrates that he truly is a Jedi, builds off his failure and his recognition of his flaws in The Empire Strikes Back. Similarly, we too can see when we are being called out, whether it's by the lazy servant in Jesus' parable of the talents, or identifying with the fool in the Proverbs, and grow with our walk with God as a result. So the next time you read the Bible, pay attention to both the good guys and the bad guys. Because the mask may come off, and you see yourself there, staring back at you. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad, to continue the conversation. I'm Andrew for the Daily Nerd Devo, and remember to be awesome in the name of Christ. See ya, Space Cowboy.